I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Earlier this week, the U.S. State Department reinstated seven Fulbright grants offered to Palestinian students in Gaza for study in the U.S., reversing a decision to withdraw the scholarships because of Israel's ban on Palestinians leaving Gaza for study abroad. The move is being read as a reflection of the administration's concern about the increasingly tense relationship between disaffected youth in the Middle East and the West. That's also the underlying issue in the reality series On the Road in America, which takes four young people from the Arab world, three young men and a young woman, on a road trip through America. The series aired overseas last year and is premiering in the U.S. on the Sundance Channel tonight. Joining us today in our Washington studios are executive producer Jerome Gary, road tripper Ali Amr, and production assistant Lara Abu Saifan. She also has a prominent role in front of the camera. Welcome to you all. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Jerome, if we could start with you, what inspired you to create this program?
Well, what happened was about 6 or 7 years ago, a group, Lilena, which was a public diplomacy initiative, approached me and asked me to, you know, for ideas for public diplomacy initiatives in the Arab world. And I, among many ideas, I think we came up with, you know, the idea of doing road rules with Arabs. Just, you know, go over there, cast some kids that are going to be not necessarily pro-American, speak some English, would get along and want to have the experience and see what happens.
You know, we're not used to the idea of particularly documentarians acting essentially as extensions of U.S. diplomacy. Was that a concern for you? Was that at all uncomfortable for you?
Lilena is a public diplomacy initiative, but they didn't exercise anything at all over the editorial control of the material. I mean, I think the whole we were completely in sync. It's kind of a centrist public diplomacy initiative. And really, a lot of it is about letting them air their opinions and Americans air their own. I mean, one of the best things Americans do is America bash, as you know. And so there was never any kind of you didn't feel like you were getting muscled by Lilena or the public diplomacy aspect of it.
Well, you know, it's an easy thing to wonder about, given that you had all these heavyweights on the advisory panel, like, you know, former President George H.W. Bush, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, a lot of big players in diplomacy over the years. But what role did they play if they weren't interested in a certain message?
I think that that board enables them to raise funds, and I think it's a major concern. I mean, I think among all these people on this board, regardless of party affiliation, there is enormous concern with this administration's policies and this single-facedness of American policy.
Lara and Ali wanted to ask you, why did you want to participate? Lara first.
For me, it was an opportunity for my career because I work in this field in Lebanon as a freelancer. Basically, that was the first issue. And then hearing, you know, road trip in America, not on your expense. So it's
what's not
exciting,
to
learn? Yeah.
Ali, what about you? What was interesting about it for you?
I think for me it's like opportunity to visit the United States, which became in 230 years like the upper hand or and the biggest country in the world.
Had you ever been here before?
No. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying like when I tell my dad like I would like to have like this experience to go to the States, he tell me, Ali, go and see what happened exactly. Like every stop you have been in the States, it's going to be like experience for me. It's going to be open my eyes to something. And also I will have the chance to judge about this country because, to be honest with you, in Middle East, like we have like a bad picture about the United States. We're just watching like what happened in the news, like Guantanamo. And we think like the people in the state have the same character and same personality like the president of this country. Like we think all of the people here in this country like Bush. And to be honest with you, if you visit like Middle East, the first question that people are going to ask you, oh, you are voting for Bush? If you say no, you are my friend now.
Interesting. Well, you know, you raised a question I was going to ask, which is how did your family and friends react when you said you were interested in doing this? Because as you've already mentioned, there is a lot of negative feeling about this country right now overseas. So your family was supportive. What about your friends? Did they think you were crazy? They think it was interesting?
No, my family is thinking like I'm going to go to the country which live in fantasy. You're going to be like celebrity. You're going to be like because we are watching like the OC, like this kind of show. We think like most of the American on TV like live in this fantasy life.
Hmm. Interesting. Laura, what about you? What about your family and friends?
They were very supportive. Yeah, because we all think it's an opportunity for me.
When the film launched overseas last year, the New York Times wrote that one of the things that the film wants to do is to counter the image of Americans as arrogant, bellicose, and self-absorbed. But I have to tell you, there are times when in the film they come across as arrogant, bellicose, and self-absorbed. I want to play a short clip. Here it is.
Hezbollah kidnapped two people as a complete provocation. It's like, you know how men are about their manhood in the Muslim world? Well, Israelis are like that in the Israeli world. They don't like to have their soldiers kidnapped
so
as a provocation.
So they just destroy a whole country just because two of their soldiers kidnapped. They have their alibi. They have it.
I think it's a little bit of a mistake to sanction terrorists and then support them.
I should mention this is at a very swell party. In the Hamptons, I believe.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, all films are a shaped narrative, so there's sort of editing involved. But I wondered, was that, in fact, much of your experience, that you were constantly challenged, put on the spot? Is that what you feel you signed up for? Was that what the experience was like?
I wouldn't say constantly challenged, but, you know, there was a war going on in Lebanon, and I had committed to the project before the Israeli attacks. So I, at a certain point, I didn't want to come because I want to stay there, and I wasn't sure if I want to do it. Then I thought, no, I'll do it, and I had all this energy to like tell the people of what we really live and how things are at home. So going back to your question, it was not constant.
But Ali, what was that experience like for you, being both a symbol? You want to be known as an individual, and you want to get to know people as individuals, but you are also a symbol of, you know, your country, your region.
Like before I come here, like most of the American people look to the Arab people like 100% they are terrorists. And when I'm thinking like I would like to be here, like to change this picture about the Arab people, like we have like Middle East, some people, they are exciting to learn about the people here in the States, about the culture here in the States. I got your question or...
Mm-hmm. Not really, but maybe I'll ask Jerome. Do you know what I'm saying? It's interesting.
Sure.
On the one hand, these young people are individuals and they want to be individuals. On the other hand, they are ambassadors, as it were, from each of their countries, from Egypt, from Lebanon, Saudi Arabia. You know, as Americans, we like to be treated as individuals. On the other hand, you know, we often feel we're treated as members of group. We don't like it. I just wonder, was that ever painful for you to watch the interactions? How did it strike you?
Well, first of all, initially, because of the war and because we didn't really know each other very well, I think there was more of a burden of them being sort of ambassadors of goodwill and ambassadors for their own country. But what eventually happened was that, you know, as soon as the cast and the crew, which were really the through characters in the drama, got to know each other, that all went away. I mean, it became about relationships and about they became much more comfortable with where they were going, what the choices were in terms of what they saw. And I think they really started to have a good time.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News, and I'm talking about the reality program On the Road in America. It premieres on the Sundance Channel tonight. Ali, did you feel that people were interested in what you had to say?
Depend for me where I was in the States. When I have been in the South, I find the people are totally different, with different culture. When I have been in the big city, like New York and Washington and Chicago and San Francisco, I find people different culture and different thinking. I think big cities, people are exciting to learn about what happened in the other world, and they are open-minded. People in the South and the wild, maybe they have like only one source of the media. They didn't care about what happened in the other world. They're not exciting like
no,
the people.
South is a big place, and there are big cities too. I'm not going to answer all that mail, but I understand what you're saying. Laura, what about you? First of all, I was curious if you felt that you could speak your mind. You didn't seem to have any trouble speaking your mind in the film, but I wondered whether that became uncomfortable at any point, particularly given that you're, you know, traveling as part of this group. And was there anything that was particularly surprising to you?
I could speak my mind for sure, as you saw. Surprising, many things were surprising to me. Many people of whom I met were informed of what was going on in Beirut.
You didn't expect that. You didn't expect people to know to be aware.
I did not expect that, no.
Ali?
And also I have like point, like when I have been here in the state, like I find most of the people here in this country like have two flags. Like most of the American, maybe more than two flags. Like you put one flag at the window and one inside yourself.
I'm not sure I understand. Are you saying that there are more people from other places here than you were aware of, that there are more immigrants here than you, from around the world? It's more international than you expected?
Yeah, exactly. And like some people, I'm thinking like you love United States or love like roots come from Asia or Africa or something like this. And the name also makes me confused when I listen to the name United States of America and the find people like have two flags and are different. I don't know. It's making me confused sometimes.
It's tricky.
He also said something very telling in the pilot. He said, the people are very nice here. They're very, very nice to me. And I just wonder sometimes if it's because of the camera. It was a little bit of a, you know, a little twist there. You know.
It's interesting. What do you think?
You know, I think the camera, first of all, we're shooting with very, very lightweight gear. The cast and the crew became very, very close friends. And I think the camera was very unobtrusive. And I think also, when you get away with, you know, I mean, it's more of a factor in a place like Hollywood where everybody dreams of being a star and you turn on the camera and they freeze. But in the Midwest, they don't care. I mean, you know, do anything you want. I mean, when somebody who's spent a lot of time in nature and is very confident about who they are and what they believe, the camera doesn't bother them at all. The camera doesn't bother them at all. So
well, you know, it's in the Constitution. We're all supposed to be on TV at some point. You know that, right?
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it didn't seem to dissuade anybody at all from really letting it fly. And also, we got pretty good at making people feel comfortable.
I was interested. That's interesting. I'll leave that with you. It was your question because part of my question was sometimes whether people were more bellicose than they would have been because of the cameras. They wanted to make sure that they were standing up for the side, that sort of thing.
One of the best things that's happened for me and Laura and other cast, like the cast and the crew, they are mixed together like for 2 months. All of the crew, they are American. And we stay together and we have like dinner together every day. We have lunch every day. And
this is interesting. There's a clip that I want to play that speaks to this. That Laura, I think you became friends. That's a fair statement, right? With one of the cameramen who is Israeli. He's
yes.
American Israeli. I want to play that clip.
Yes. This is the first time that I come this close to someone who says that he's Israeli, from Israel. I was never exposed to such a thing, and it turned out that not all of them are criminals, not all of them want the war, not all of them kicked us all out. And he came to me saying, hey, I didn't know you're Palestinian, I'm Israeli myself. And I was like, I just couldn't hide the expression on my face saying, I smiled politely, but it showed that, okay, fine, I don't like you, go. But now, I like him so much.
One of the interesting things about the series is that it was shot here and shot back home, too. You took your trip home, too. And I'm interested to know how these new friendships played when you went back home.
We made friends, and when we went back, we're still in contact with the people here, and when the series aired, I expected that I get lots more criticism of my friendship with Guy.
Guy being the cameraman.
But most of my friends can have the same experiences because we all travel, we all encounter people. And so they all just agree with me. And Guy is a human being. He's not pointing a gun at me, you know. He's not a soldier. He's not. So it's different.
Ali, you had some interesting conversations. I see you when you
after I came back to my home, like I stay with my friend most of the time. I'm talking about my experience. I'm start to tell them like best education to any person by traveling. You can't judge about any country without visit. This is the first time for me to stay like with someone. He's Jewish and to talk with him from Israel. Like we have like picture when I meet him. Like I find him like he's like a human being. Like people is people everywhere. When I start to tell him like this, he tell me, oh, Ali, the American people making for you brainwash in America.
Really?
Was
that hard?
Yeah, it's very hard. Like, you can't judge about this country. You can't judge about these people without you stay with these people and to talk with them and to understand the people. Like don't believe the media. Like, sometimes media is playing, like, big part and she would like people to hate this country.
Mm. What, Laura, what about you? Do people here, you know, say that to you, brainwash, sell out, that kind of thing?
No, not at all.
Do you feel, and Jerome, I want to hear from you on this too, do you think that there is a desire for this kind of relationship among people who perhaps have not had the opportunity to have it?
No? I don't think so. Some people, but I didn't have the desire. It's different. I mean, I want to know. But it's very, very hard when you live in Beirut and unless they stop doing what they do to us, we're not going to have that desire. And sometimes it occurs to me, I mean, there's the only way is to talk, but, and then you just look and see, okay, fine, I want to talk, but don't do this to me. I don't know. It's just, as I said, it's so complicated. Yeah, I live there in Beirut and I have ups and downs of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. Ali, what about you? Do you think that among your friends, other people, there is a desire for this kind of connection with people who are different, with Americans, with people from other places?
Yeah, I think they are exciting because we misunderstand a lot of things. Like, if you are different, me and you think you are right, and I'm think I'm right, and you stay in your country, and I'm staying in my country, I have my own program in my head, and you have your own program in your head, and we didn't stay together to talk, nothing will gonna change.
I was only talking about Israel and the Israelis when I said there's no desire.
Hmm. Do you think that this experience changed you in any way?
Yeah.
How so?
Help. Do you see a change in me?
Well, at the end, she does say, I mean, this trip changed four Arabs, you know, because I think, you know, America is a place that it's hard not to love if you get to know enough Americans in enough different situations. I mean, there are lots of things to hate, and Americans feel free to, you know, hate those situations. But for the crew, it was an incredibly powerful experience.
Did this change you in any way?
Well, yeah.
You've been doing this a long time, so.
Yeah.
Well, but what about you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's my problem. I'm a little cynical, and I was cynical really about America. I mean, in a way, taking this journey kind of fell back in love with it. It's very interesting, like, you know, to see their opinions and how they revision us at a time when we really don't know who we are. You know, it was very powerful to try to do something about it.
Jerome Gary is the executive producer for On the Road in America. Lara Abu Saifan is a production assistant for the program and one of the road trippers, along with Ali Amer. The program premieres on the Sundance Channel tonight. They were all kind enough to join us in our Washington studio. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.